The multifactorial epigenetic effects of essential oils for supporting immunity, cellular vitality, and aging. Last week, I discussed how essential oils are able to act as environmental influencers to alter our cellular functions at the DNA level. This is known as epigenetics. Many people who are savvy health blog followers have heard of this term, but may be confused by what it is. According to the National Institutes of Health, or NIH, DNA, or deoxyribonucleic acid, is the hereditary material in humans and almost all other organisms. It stores our biological information and the genetic instructions on growth, reproduction, and other living processes. Epigenetics explains how our DNA can be altered by outside factors. NIH states the precise definition as follows. DNA modifications that do not change the DNA sequence can affect gene activity. Chemical compounds that are added to single genes can regulate their activity. These modifications are known as epigenetic changes. The epigenome comprises all of the chemical compounds that have been added to the entirety of one's DNA, or the genome, as a way to regulate the activity or expression of all the genes within the genome. The chemical compounds of the epigenome are not part of the DNA sequence, but are on or attached to the DNA. See, epi means above in Greek. Epigenetic modifications remain as cells divide, and in some cases can be inherited through generations. Environmental influences, such as a person's diet and exposure to pollutants, can also impact the epigenome. Epigenetic changes can help determine whether genes are turned on or off and can influence the production of proteins in certain cells, ensuring that only necessary proteins are produced. For example, proteins that promote bone growth are not produced in muscle cells. At least they shouldn't be. Patterns of epigenetic modification vary among individuals, different tissues within an individual, and even different cells. A simple analogy for epigenetics. Now here's a simple non-scientific analogy comparing our body's blueprint for life interacting with environmental factors to a computer's hardware communicating with its operating system. If you think of your DNA as a computer's hardware, it contains all the necessary parts and pieces to allow the machine to run, process, and store information in its hard drive. Some lucky machines have been built more robust with touch screens, quad cores, higher storage capacities, and other techie terms I'm unfamiliar with, but in general, all computers have the same basic parts in order to be a functioning machine. Now, in order to access and obtain information on a computer, save it, and work with its apps, you need an operating system, whether it be iOS or Office. The better the software, the better the machine works. You want to make sure you are updating and upgrading regularly with helpful resources so you have an optimally running machine. However, if your computer gets a virus or if it's been damaged, such as my 2016 hot cocoa on the computer incident, the machine malfunctions. In my previous article, I cited several reviews that highlighted how essential oils modulate specific cellular pathways relating to immune-modifying effects. Like other holistic methods, they can act in multifaceted ways to keep our operating systems in tune, including microbe inhibition, microbiome support, cellular defense and repair, immunoregulatory actions, that's immunoregulatory, regulating the immune system, emotional, biological, and physiological effects on enzymes and hormone pathways modulating systemic responses, and addressing preventative and causative factors contributing to autoimmunity. Recently, in a 2016 in vitro review, effects of essential oils on telomere length in human cells, there was evidence provided that essential oils may also help with preventing cellular dysregulation due to aging. Now, Wiki states that a telomere is a region of repetitive nucleotide sequences at each end of a chromosome, which is DNA molecule with genetic material, which protects the ends of the chromosome from deterioration or from fusion with neighboring chromosomes. The researchers tested the effect of 31 essential oils on cellular aging markers in the presence and absence of oxidative stress. The results demonstrated that certain essential oils could influence damage on telomeres. Note that the essential oils that did not positively impact telomeres in vitro still have reported health benefits that I've already discussed, which modulate cellular response in all those different ways. The abstract stays in scientific jargon for my fellow geeks, but I'm just going to skip to the conclusion. Certain essential oils include those from basil and rosemary appear to have telomere protective effects mediated through a reduction of the TREF1 telomere suppressive protein. The full abstract is on the actual website if you want to read it. So here's a summary. These results provide more evidence of the versatile actions of essential oils on various cellular pathways to support our health. Now, if you want more on this subject, on my homepage blog is The Essential Oils in Immune and Cellular Modulation, The Epigenetics and Essential Oils, Part 2. So you can click on that link to read more or listen more. I'll talk to you soon.